RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Okay, work-life balance already, Michelle. You know, every time I hear that, I just want to rip out my hair. It's like, but you know, what does this mean?
Our friend Sharon Lecter, you know what she always says? She calls it BS, and she says, I don't, you know, swear before Sharon, so she does not believe in work-life balance at all.
And she's the rich man, poor man author, and is a CPA, and she's like, argh. So this, here we are talking about it again, work-life balance, and can you get to it, whatever it is, training like an athlete. Our guest is Dr. Scott Beeson, our favorite guy, because he wrote The Working Dad Survival Guide, How to Succeed at Work and at Home. He is professor of management at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Scott, welcome to Her Radio. We're so looking forward to talking about this. Oh my gosh, what the heck is work-life balance?
I would disagree with the person that you mentioned. I believe there can be work-life balance if we think about it the right way. If we think about a balance beam or a tightrope, then no, of course, there's no work-life balance, because that means that any misstep is out of balance. If we think about balance like a balanced diet, or like how an athlete trains, which is long-term balance, right, that we can be overworked sometimes, and then we can lean in at home sometimes, but we can even it out over time. And if we have that mindset and look kind of at a long-term balance, I think we can achieve that.
That's very
interesting. So what does that kind of balance look like? You may help us, you know, maybe give us some examples.
Right.
And
well,
what does that mean?
Well, okay, so say you're an accountant and it's tax season, right? You're overworked, right? You're out of balance for that month. But then you take a 2-week vacation and you can be back in balance in a longer term sense. Push into work when you need to, but also then make sure you have your time for rest and recovery and to take care of the rest of your life.
And so you're looking at overall averages here. You're not saying every single day we have to do 50%, 50%,
right,
that type of thing.
And I
which
think
is,
that's madness, great, if we think of it that way.
Yeah,
because
okay,
we'll never
do you're right. You're right. I mean, using a CPA is a perfect example, right? You're going to be busier sometimes than others. But I find myself busy all the time. So I'm on the employer side. But what can an employee do to advocate for themselves in the workplace?
Well, there's some time management that they can do just within their own schedules. Make sure you're scheduling time for unstructured thinking within your 50 hours at work. You know, if you could set aside 2, that's quiet time, that you have nothing scheduled, nobody can call you, nobody can reach you, then that's time you can either use to think about longer-term stuff or time you could use to recover a little bit and rest a little bit. If we're always busy, we're not going to perform as well as if we have time where we're busy and then time where we're not, and we can have those kind of the long-term creative thoughts that come only when things are a little quieter in our heads.
Well, Scott, you know, when you wrote in the Harvard Business Review, Work-Life Balance Through Interval Training, you were doing the athlete's analogy. Can you go to that place?
Yeah, absolutely. So athletes, right, performance is a small part of what an athlete does, right? Most of what an athlete does is development and building up to performance. And, you know, also, you know, if you have a big, you have a big track meet on Sunday, Saturday is a day of rest and preparation mentally and physically. And I think too many of us in office jobs, you know, think that we have to be busy working, performance all the time, instead of thinking that it's better to have ebbs and flows where there's performance and exertion, and then there's time for rest and recovery. There's also time for, most of us work more with our brains and our hands than with all of our bodies. But if we neglect our bodies, you know, we're probably not as energetic or don't quite have the reserves that we might have otherwise, too. So it's, you know, it's a balance of performance and recovery, but also between kind of mind and body as well.
So okay, I'm trying to get my arms wrapped around this because I'm not an athlete like Pam is. So and Pam's a working girl too. We're working women. and I work all the time. So I have a really hard time striking that work-life balance. And so can you help me? And with family issues and all the other things that are going on, what advice can you give to people like me who are dealing with multiple things across the across the map?
Well, so many of us are, so you're not alone in this. Another thing I wrote at Harvard Business Review says that, relax, you have 168 hours in a week. You have enough time. Maybe you don't have enough time for everything, but if we think about all the time that there is, you probably have 2 or 3 hours a week for exercise, or you probably have, you know, a three-hour chunk of time to spend on a date with your husband or wife. If we really kind of think about and manage our time fruitfully, we could probably carve out, you know, a daddy-daughter Wednesday or a, you know, mom and son bike ride on Saturday. If we really look at our time use and are disciplined about it, because we can have a lot of nice priorities, but if we feel too busy to schedule in time for those priorities, then, you know, it's unsatisfying when we're not spending our time on the things that are important to us. I think, you know, one thing we could do as an individual is really manage our time. And there's probably time enough for 2 or 3 hours a week for things that are important for us.
Right. And I think for women too, that there is this thing that we feel like we have to do everything. And I always say that no is a complete sentence.
Yeah.
Because we're always saying yes to everything.
Yeah. And I think that's very important. So make time for your priorities and then cordon off that time with like barbed wire and police tape, you know, and don't let other things
duct
intrude
tape
on it.
Right? No, I just lie. I just, you know, hey, can you do X, Y, Z? Oh my gosh, I am so busy right in the middle of a meeting. Of course, I'm running off to Pilates class or something.
Now I know. Now I know.
I've been outed. Totally outed.
You outed yourself.
No, but it's so true. What you said, Michelle, is so powerful. And Scott, we're all on the same page. I think when we really look at women with this, it's almost like they need to get permission to be able to do this. Men,
exactly.
I think, feel more entitled to do this. I think women don't. I think that they're always walking around in some form of, you know, shame, blame, or guilt about not having, you know, taken care of somebody somewhere, no matter who they are. And I think it really need to take a moment and understand what you just said, Scott, which is that no, perfectionism has no role or place in this. Two, it's all about averages. You know, how does it look on the overall? Three, I love the, you know, sports analogy. And, you know, if someone out there has a little bit of sporting background in them, I think it makes a lot of sense. And then, you know, finally, just to give yourself, you know, practice self-compassion. You know, it's a mind-body thing here. And for crying out loud, I love that quiet time to
me
think.
Too. I love that. I love that. Set up scheduled time to be quiet, because you got, you know, if you don't do that, you can't be creative and you can't let yourself relax.
Yeah. Scott, give us two more tips. Just two more tips.
Yeah. One thing I would think of a metaphor of, you know, when you get on an airplane and they tell you, you have to put your oxygen mask on first before you can take care of others.
Use that.
You need to do that. And that might be 1 or 2 hours a week. That might be all you need to do that.
What else?
But it has to be scheduled in. And the second thing is time chunks are really important.
Yep.
So
right.
Having 2 hours to spend with your family is better than stealing 10 minutes or 15 minutes here or there. And same thing at work. Two hours to work on a project.
This is fantastic. I love it. I love it. You know, Scott, you've been fantastic, and you really helped us with work-life balance, training like an athlete. Everyone, we've been talking to Dr. Scott Beeson. He is the author of The Working Dad Survival Guide, How to Succeed at Work and at Home. Get on over to his website, too, to learn more about him, scottbeeson.com. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.